Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17. I'm told it's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Folks, I have to laugh at myself. I do, you know, if I didn't laugh at myself, I wouldn't have any fun. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend. Leonard Green is here. Lynn is the founder and the chairman of the Green Group. He's an entrepreneur in residence at Babson College, having been a professor there for a number of years. He's an investor. He's an advisor. He's the author of a new book called The Entrepreneur's Playbook. And by the way, folks, if you don't know anything about Babson, then that means you haven't been listening to my show, because I've been talking about Babson College for almost 20 years, telling you what a great school it is, having many of their folks on the show, including our good friend Patty Green, our mutual friend with Lynn. And he's here to talk to us about what he's learned about entrepreneurship. Lynn Green, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's an honor to be here. You've certainly affected an awful lot of small businesses over the years, and you're right. You know, the idea of you can't laugh at yourself and you can't enjoy yourself, you can't spend 20 years doing this thing and being successful if you really aren't enjoying it. It may sound corny to your listeners, but I actually walk in every day and said, hey, I got a chance to play at being an entrepreneur today. It's really a lot of fun, kind of thing. And what I didn't realize was how hard it is to write a book.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. I'm working on my fourth one. I tell people, men who've written their first one, I said, well, it's as close as you'll ever come to birthing a baby.
You're right. I haven't had a baby, but
we don't want to cross a line there. you get both of us in trouble. I think we better move on from that little metaphor. Hey, Lynn, I want to know about what you've observed over the last 20 years or 30 years with regard to entrepreneurship. Has it changed? If it has, how has it changed over the last couple of decades?
It really has, but technology has caused it to change the way the customer is now. Okay, customer is so much smarter now than they were before, kind of thing. We used to be able to advertise the hell out of them and kind of fool them a little bit, but that's really hard to do now. And then if you embrace it, if you take that the customer has much more knowledge, then a few years ago, about 10 years ago, we started a company called Blue Buffalo Dog Food Cat Food Company. Now, everybody said, oh, come on, there are giants in this business. You know, some of the biggest companies in the world are selling dog food, cat food. What makes you think you can compete against them? Okay, and the answer was, we're going to show the customer, okay, through the computer, okay, that if they can compare our ingredients to the ingredients that their competitor is using, that ours are so much better, purer, et cetera,
right,
kind of thing. And I mean, Blue Buffalo is now the fifth largest in the world.
Well, and it was because you found a niche of people who care about the ingredients of their dog food.
Correct. We're knowledgeable enough, Jim, to be able to look at the computer and be able to compare it, okay, and then do it. And then, of course, the brainstorm of saying, hey, let's treat your animals as your family.
Mm-hmm.
And would you treat your family? Would you give them crap? You know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff.
Well,
there.
And you know, the thing that you alluded to there in your story is the fact that in a dynamic free market economy where people can choose, where they have choices, you can not only find your niche, you can find a niche within a niche.
Yes.
And make a good living, because you don't. It's not what you make; it's what you keep, right? I mean, it's what I try to. I'm trying to get across to the entrepreneurs listening to you right now is that you don't have to conquer the world to be financially successful. In fact, you don't want to be like Walmart.
No, you don't. Okay, because although when Walmart started, okay, he had the right idea. Well,
right.
Okay, let's look at what the big guys are doing in the big boxes, and let's do something a little different, and let's out-service them, okay? And in fact, you talk about Babson before. One of the buildings that I teach in is called the Blank Center, which is named after Arthur Blank, which is the Home Depot. And when you hear him speak, okay, he started his company, okay, and the idea was, let's out-service. Let's know more about our product. So when the customer comes in and says, can I have this wrench? You say, yes, you can have this one, but let me talk about the other one here, which may even give you a better service, better product, et cetera, kind of thing, and be different. I mean, and that's philosophy is worked over and over and over again. I keep on telling, you know, the entrepreneurs that I work with, and especially the students who are starting businesses, kind of thing, don't come up with this great new idea. That's super, but that's not really where the clue is. Look at what the competitors are doing out there, and if you can come up with a better product than they do, it's so much easier. Just improve on what
you mentioned. You mentioned something a minute ago, Lynn, that I think is even more important. I tell my audience that whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or a year from now, your customers know the answer to that question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You alluded to that a while ago.
Yeah, not only that, Jim, but an awful lot of the entrepreneurs listening, okay, they think, and again, I thought this way also, so it's not they think, okay, we all think when we first start something that we're probably the smartest people in the world, but I have found that if I listen to my people working around me, if I empower them to come up with ideas, okay, it's amazing, okay, and also, people say to me, well, when you come up with a new product, Len, do you use a focus group? No, because I don't think focus groups give you the honest answers. The customer's going to give you the honest answer if they're buying your product.
Right.
Okay? They're going to know.
The dogs will eat the dog food, right? That's what you
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, as silly as that sounds
literally.
Sometimes, we actually bring dogs over for the pound, okay, and put new things out there and to see which ones they want to eat. Never mind what our engineers tell us that they should like to eat.
Right. So another thing that you talk about in your book is that I want to begin, and we'll get more into it in the next segment, is don't go to the – in your first chapter, you basically say don't go to the market with a solution looking for a problem.
Right.
Only Steve Jobs has been able to pull that off, right? Everybody else has to start with a problem and start looking looking for some pain. I want you to talk about that when we come back, folks. We're talking to Leonard Green. His new book is called The Entrepreneur's Playbook, and he's spent his life putting his energy and his money and his education and his profession behind this, what he wrote in this book. And we'll do that after these messages. We'll come back with Lynn. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is known.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.